بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه نريس Once old dates were offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I saw him examining the dates for insects. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, once old dates were offered to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I saw him examining the dates for insects. Many a times old dates are infested with insects, hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ensuring that there weren't any insects before he consumed the dates. This indicates that the action is permissible and sunnah. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the garden of an Ansari Sahabi and began eating dates. He also said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking and he was walking alongside Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the garden of an Ansari Sahabi and began eating dates. He also said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking and he was walking alongside Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a bit of leniency as far as fruits and dates are concerned. A person may walk or stand and eat. The Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once this hadith shows that this wasn't the norm. The sunnah is to sit and eat, but there is leniency. If a person has to stand or has to walk, then he may stand and walk eating fruits. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a platter of dates was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in a squatting position and he began taking handfuls of dates and sent these to the homes of his noble wives. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began eating in a manner that indicated that he had a keen desire to eat. And whilst eating, he was throwing away the pits with his left hand. A goat that passed by took one of these puts into its mouth and ate it. Note, we should not throw the puts into the platter which we are eating from, but it should be thrown away. Abdullah bin Busar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to his father's home. Dates were presented to him, and whilst eating the dates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place the put between the two fingers. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place the put between the two fingers, the thumb and index finger, and fling them away. Finally, water was brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank and then offered the water to the person on his right. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving, his father held the reins of his, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's animal, and requested him to make dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in the following words, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum faghfir lahum warhamhum. O Allah, bless them in that which you have provided for them. Have mercy upon them and forgive them. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala explains that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw the puts away and did not place them back in the same utensil, as this is a reprehensive thing to do. This hadith also informs us that it is permissible for the host to request the guest to make dua for him. When we make dua for the host, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his providence and forgive him. Similarly, to read the above mentioned dua is a sunnah. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala has also written in his Ihya that dates and puts should not be placed in the same utensil, rather the puts should be thrown away in the manner described in the hadith. Therefore, my dear brothers, during the month of Ramadan also, should take heed of the ahadith. A person brings sometime a dabbo utensil or a container of khajur, ensure a person brings some foil also to put the puts separately, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.